This week, we get hypnotised by light, taking a squiz at this question that Lee wrote in with.
How and why are bugs attracted to bright light?
So there's not many bugs around this time of year, but those that are seem to be collecting by my kitchen light. So why is that? Ian Burgess, director of the Insect Research Group in Cambridge, has this to say.
To be quite honest, the short answer is nobody knows. There are lots of theories, and some of those are a bit more logical than others, but most of them are definitely speculative, and others are definitely disprovable. What we've got are things like moths mistaking light for the moon. And the reason for that is because some moths that migrate vision of the moon to orientate which direction they're travelling in. But that doesn't explain why non-migrating moths, which is the vast majority of them, and other insects actually get confused by lights because the moon has no impact on them at all. Others suggest that maybe they get dazzled. Well, that can't happen at a distance, and a candlelight or a campfire or even a spotlight, if you're half a mile away, doesn't look very bright. Some people suggested that the pheromones that female moths emit produce a faint luminescence, and that male moths can detect light in the environment and confuse those with the luminescence from the pheromones. But of course, that only applies to males. What about the females? Well, it seems that wavelength is important, and they found that the new white or bluish-white lights that are used for street lamps actually are more attractive to moths than the sodium lights, the yellow ones that we've had for years. But it doesn't explain why insects that have been adapted for millions of years of evolution to fly around happily in the dark are quite normally conditioned to hide away from light during the day, then suddenly suicidally rush towards illuminated objects like cars and street lamps that are none of their business.
And it's not just moths. If you go to the tropics, streetlights are covered with termite swarms. And sorry, Lee, we've been trying to illuminate the issue of why they do this, but we don't really know the answer to why bugs collect around lights. Well, we next turn our steady gaze to the skies with this.
Hi, my name is Ray Gorman, and I live in Astoria, New York. Greetings, naked folks. Does the expansion of space slow the speed of light? So if you're looking at the universe from the outside of the universe, would the distance of a mile a few billion years ago be less than what a mile is today? This would make the speed of light slower back then compared to now, wouldn't it?
So if the universe is expanding, does this affect the speed of light or time?
Hannah Critchlow, and if you think you can help Hannah, then do get in touch. The email address is chris@thenakedscientists.com for your suggestions, which you may also tweet to @nakedscientists, or you can find us on our Facebook page as well. And if you have any questions for The Naked Scientists, or thoughts or feedback, the same address applies. We hope you'll join us at the same time next week, when we'll be finding out all about the future of space weather forecasting. The UK is one of the first countries to actually begin publishing a forecast of the conditions created around the Earth by the sun. We'll hear why they're doing that from our own science minister, David Willetts, and we'll also find out how the sun affects the world in the first place. Our production this week was by Dominic Ford and Kate Lamble. Thank you very much to Ginny Smith for joining me. This is The Naked Scientists, which comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the STFC, the EPSRC, and the Wellcome Trust. I'm Chris Smith, and until next time, goodbye.